Parashat Kitavo, in Perek Chafchet, Pesukim Mem Het Mem Zayin, the Torah tells us what brings on the curses that are written in Parashat Kitavo. Ubao alecha kol hakelalot ha'ele urdafucha, and the Pesukim continue that the reason why these curses will come upon you and pursue you is tachat asher lo avata et Hashem Elokecha b'simcha, because you did not serve God with joy. You see the importance of serving God and fulfilling the mitzvot with happiness, with simcha, with joy. The rabbi from Kutsk asks a question and says, how could the Torah be so demanding that it tells us that if we do not serve God b'simcha, all the curses will come upon us? It's a very high level to serve God b'simcha. One must reach high levels of spirituality in order to reach this level of joy. Why is the Torah putting such a great, great measure of level on regular people to reach these high levels of spirituality, which might be unrealistic for everyone to reach? The rabbi of Kutsk answers by saying that maybe the punctuation of this pasuk can be read a little differently. Tachat asher lo avata et Hashem Elohecha, kama besimcha. That it's not enough that you did not serve God, but you did not serve God and you were happy about it. That already cannot be forgiven. If one can be happy with the fact that he's defying the divine will, that is unforgivable. Of course, the Torah recognizes man's fallibility and provides him teshuvah, atonement, which is an opportunity to rectify his sins. However, teshuvah requires remorse. Teshuvah requires that somebody is truly contrite about his derelict behavior. However, if a person not only is defiant to the Torah will, but he doesn't bother him, he does it b'simcha, this already is an attitude that's worthy to bring on all the kelalot. And therefore, this is something that's attainable by all Jews. Although everyone has sins, but at least it should bother us that we have sins. At least we should be uncomfortable that we have these sins, and we shouldn't be happy or joyful or complacent or the fact that it doesn't bother us at all. That's already a crime according to the Torah. The problem is more than that, that you did it b'simcha. And therefore, at this time of year, a few weeks before the high holidays, it's a good time to reflect on our bad deeds, and more importantly, that it should bother us in order to push us to make the proper amends through teshuvah.